VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ming Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello guys, it's me, Ming Jane. For those of us who are students, it has been a little while since we returned back to school. And how's everyone getting on? Moving on to the next grade means that everything you learn is more difficult, and studying might become a nuisance, which is something that annoys you a lot. But don't worry about it, I have a tip for effective learning that is not only helpful when it comes to studying, but also at work. If you are having trouble when you're studying or working, please stay tuned. And let's take a look at today's sentence. If you tend to procrastinate, which means that you tend to switch from doing something hard like studying math to something easy like browsing the web, protect yourself from distraction.
如果你习惯拖拖拉拉，也就是习惯逃避做数学之类困难的事，并转而做上网这类简单的事，那请保持自己不要分心。
那我们来看一下发音的部分。第一个 procrastinate 这个字比较长，有点难念。你可以把它分成四个音节念 procrastinate。那这里的 ti 的 i 是念的音，所以这个字是 procrastinate。接下来是 tend to， 这里的 d 可以省略，直接念后面的 to。然后下一个 that 的 t 也是一样，可以省略。接下来是 browsing the web， 这里的 browse 是 s， 但是它是发 z 的音，所以是 browsing。那我们再来念一次句子吧。
If you tend to procrastinate, which means that you tend to switch from doing something hard like studying math.To something easy like browsing the web. Protect yourself from distraction.
那我们来看今天的第一个单字是 procrastination. Procrastination 是 procrastinate 的名词，意思是拖延耽搁。它也可以用来表示拖延症。
For example, you really need to deal with your procrastination.
你真的应该要解决一下你的拖延症。下一个单字是 tend to， 它是一个片语，意思是倾向、易于。来看一下例句。
I noticed that your boyfriend tends to lie. You should leave him.
我发现你的男朋友说谎成性，你应该要跟他分手。如果你们发现自己的另一半 tends to lie， 说谎成性的话，你们会怎么做呢？如果是我的话，应该是立刻分手吧，没有第二句话。接下来我们来看第三个单字是 browse， 这里的 s 要念 z 的音，因为它是 se 结尾。这个字是动词，意思是浏览网际网路，所以例句像这样。
I found something really funny when I was browsing Facebook. Let me show you.
我在滑脸书的时候看到很好笑的东西，我找给你看。所以像我平常在 browsing Facebook or Instagram 的时候，我看到很好笑的东西就会立马传给我朋友看，你们应该也都是吧。接下来是第四个单字 distraction， 它是名词，意思是分心的事或者是分散注意力的东西。比如说
smartphones and computers are major distractions when it comes to studying。
手机跟电脑是读书时最让你分心的事物。
所以如果你想要认真的工作或者是认真的读书的时候，千万千万不要把手机放在你旁边。
那我们来看 distraction 的动词怎么讲，叫做 distract、意思是使转移注意力，干扰。
For example, when you are going through a breakup, you should find something that can distract you and stop you from thinking about your ex.
当你在经历失恋的时候，你应该先找可以让你不再一直想着前任的事情来做。你可以让自己忙碌一点，或者是尝试新的事物，
来 distract your attention, 转移你的注意力。
Alright guys, that's it! In the video, one of the most effective ways to protect yourself from distraction is to turn off your phone or go to a quiet place like a library. For me, I think this is pretty useful because when I study at home, I just can't help but look at my iPhone every 5 minutes. And that is absolutely not okay. And I hope that all of you have learned how to study or work more efficiently after today's episode. And don't forget to leave a comment below about your own tips with your recording. And see you next time. Bye!